Bonjour les invités distingués, le sénateur Larry Smith, mes collègues de McGill, notamment la vice-principale des recherches et relations internationales, Dr. Rose Goldstein, et les professeurs et les étudiantes de la faculté. Bienvenue au campus McDonald aujourd'hui pour l'annonce officielle d'un projet de recherche et de développement de 300 millions de dollars pour l'amélioration de la santé et la sécurité alimentaire des nourrissons d'enfants vivants d'une région rurale du Ghana. J'aimerais accueillir très chaleureux le sénateur Larry Smith qui va faire l'annonce officielle au nom de l'honorable Christian Paradis, ministre du Développement international et de la Francophonie. Bienvenue, M. Smith. Le projet est dirigé par le professeur Grace Marcus de l'École de diététique et de nutrition humaine ici à McDonald, en collaboration avec les partenaires de Ghana, notamment l'Université du Ghana, Heifer International Ghana et Vision Mondiale Ghana. The project touches 3,000 households and aims to foster collaboration among workers in the diverse sectors of health, agriculture, education, and finance in order to develop district-level capacity in nutrition and to examine intervention packages where integrated activities can enhance community food security and health. I'm extremely pleased that we're able to make this announcement, official announcement today, in light of the faculty's priorities and work in global food security. In 2008, we embarked as one of our initiatives in the faculty to develop a very strong academic program and teaching and research program in global food security. As a result of that, we have created the annual Global Food Security Conferences, attended by over 300 people from around the world each year to discuss and debate not just the challenges to food security, but also solutions to food and nutrition security around the world. We have been able to attract key decision makers and policy makers, as well as political leaders, to these conferences amongst our academic community, staff, and students to be able to deliberate on the next steps forward in global food security. This project that will be launched today is therefore very much in line with the faculty's work over the past 6 years. We've consequently created a Global Food Security Institute, and we've recruited the director of the Global Food Security Institute, Dr. Hugo Melnarkinonis, who is with us here today. The faculty has also been enormously successful in financial support from the International Development Research Center of Canada, attracting some $15 million of research funding from IDRC and the Government of Canada for research projects in food security in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean. Mesdames et Messieurs, maintenant, j'aimerais vous présenter le Sénateur Larry Smith de faire l'annonce officielle. Senator Smith is a McGill law graduate. He's perhaps best known for his contributions to Canadian football, and at one time he did remind me that he played football against the McDonald College team when he was a student at Bishop's. And when I reminded him that McDonald was trounced Bishop's, he said, well, only twice, because by then he had figured out how to lead the winning teams against McDonald. Senator Smith has served as president and chief executive officer of the Montreal Alouettes, has also been a fullback with the team. Working tirelessly to promote professional and amateur football, the senator has also served as commissioner of the Canadian Football League and prior to his term as Alouettes president. The senator has served on a number of civic charitable boards, including co-president of the Montreal Centraide campaign and on the board of the Canadian Olympic Committee. He also has extensive experience in the business world, including positions with John Labatt Limited and Ogilvy Mills Limited before becoming CFL commissioner. In addition, he served as president and publisher of the Montreal Gazette in 2002-2003. He has received numerous awards over the course of his career. Bienvenue, Senator.
Thank you, Doctor. Now I don't have to say anything because you've said everything, which is great. And good morning, everyone. Do we have any students here? Any students at all? How come you're not studying? You're supposed to be preparing for the final exams. The doctor told me that everyone was cramming just to make sure they got A's. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Merci pour l'invitation, pour faire une annonce importante. Ministre Paradis est pas mal occupé pendant ces temps-là. Puis il m'a demandé d'être ici dans son place et je suis très, très reconnaissante que je suis capable de faire une annonce assez importante. So thank you, Dr. Matromuto. And I had a chance to see Dr. Goldstein again. We met, I guess, about a year ago with another announcement involving McGill. And Dr. Marquis, back from Ghana, and done some fantastic work on this project. Fellow students, any other faculty members here that I didn't get to say hello to? Everybody's here? Good. Everybody happy today? Spring is here. It's plus six. A little snow the other day. Everyone was upset. Alors, I'll do a little introduction. Je suis heureux d'être ici alors que nous soulignons de nouveau l'extraordinaire partenariat que le gouvernement du Canada et Université McGill a établi au fil des ans. McGill has had a reputation and is still one of Canada's top research universities. Through its efforts to advance research and knowledge, design new technology, and inspire people to action, McGill has brought significant benefits to Canadians and other communities around the world, whether it's in health, prosperity, democracy, or general well-being. The Government of Canada and McGill have been partners in international development since 1982. Obviously not always the same government, but the Government of Canada has done a great job, and I think McGill has recognized and is recognized as one of the leaders in this field in international development. Over the years, over 100 projects undertaken by McGill in developing countries have been supported by government. These projects have improved health systems, law reform, social service delivery, water resource management during weather emergencies, and food security. Most recently, in 2010, our government was proud to support the launch of McGill University Institute for Global Food Security, as the doctor mentioned, to provide training and capacity building on food security in developing countries. Canadians can be proud of these investments, which are helping people in developing countries access the tools they need to rise out of poverty. Today, of course, we're pleased to announce the long-standing relationship with McGill and announce over 5 years there will be $3.5 million invested in the development project in Ghana called Building Capacity for Sustainable Lives. Working in partnership with World Vision Canada, the University of Ghana, and other local organizations, this project will improve the economic well-being, food security, nutrition, and health of some 21,000 rural residents of the Upper Manya Krobo District. I asked the question, how many people are in this area? And pleased to learn there's about 70,000 residents in a very rural setting with not a lot of infrastructure. You can understand the importance of a project of this undertaking and magnitude. This district is largely underserved. It's a rural area in southern Ghana where 80% of the people work as farmers. The project will help diversify the economy and improve health services, nutrition, particularly for women and girls. I was interested to learn, as part of these efforts, McGill will work with a well-organized group of women leaders known as the Queen Mothers, recognized for their microcredit programs in training women and young people. This project complements our government's top development priority to improve maternal, newborn, and child health in developing countries. Il témoigne également de l'engagement qui a pris le Canada à l'égard de la sécurité alimentaire comme composant essentiel à la réalisation d'une croissance économique durable et de la réduction de la pauvreté. Our government recognizes the power of strong Canadian academic institutions such as McGill to give people in developing countries the tools they need to escape poverty and lead healthy, productive lives. On behalf of those who will benefit, I want to thank McGill, Doctor, and your team for its dedication to international development. The project comes at a critical time for Ghana. Since 1990, the Ghanaian government, and I hope I said that right. Did I say it right? Ghanaian? Because I was asking that question and waiting for that answer, has worked closely with the donor community to have the number of its citizens living in extreme poverty. However, 30% of Ghanaians still live on less than $1.25 per day. Some 2 million people have limited access to food. Children are especially vulnerable. Approximately 13% of children under the age of 5 are currently undernourished and underweight. This is why today we're pleased to announce two other projects that are already underway and benefiting the rural poor in Ghana. The government is contributing $19 million over 6 years to the Canadian Hunger Foundation to increase food security in 3 northern regions of Ghana. This project will work with smallholder farmers and their households to increase and diversify agricultural production, income, and assets. We're also pleased to tell you that there was another commitment of $7.7 million over 5 years to the Canadian Cooperative Association, which will give farmers training, better farm technology, and access to funds to grow their businesses. As a result, some smallholder farmers will be able to make the move to a commercial level of farming. This, in turn, will create more jobs and a more vibrant agricultural private sector in Ghana. So, as you can see, the projects taken under McGill's leadership, plus 2 other projects, means over $30 million of investment in northern and southern Ghana. And, of course, the project that McGill is working on is an extreme leadership type of idea that will create not only knowledge and food and opportunity for the local folks, but will create, a neat precedent, which will go to the teamwork of building a network which can only grow over time. So we're honored to be part of this. We're not playing a big role because we're giving money. McGill and his leadership are the leaders in this particular project. We're very proud to be associated with you, Doctor, and your team. And, Doctor, it's great to see you back, and hopefully you'll have more results that you're going to share with us shortly. You told me you had 8 slides. Is it going to be on the screen here? Or where are you going to show the slides? All right. Anyway, thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, le sénateur, pour vos mots d'encouragement. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to welcome the Vice Principal of Research and International Relations, Dr. Rose Goldstein, who has held this position at McGill since December 2010. Prior to returning to McGill, Dr. Goldstein held the position of Vice President Research at the University of Calgary. She received her Bachelor of Science from McGill, as well as her medical degree. She trained in international medicine. You notice I didn't put the years in, Rose. I took them out. She trained in internal medicine at the Universities of Toronto and Ottawa and completed her training in rheumatology at the University of Ottawa and the University of Texas. Dr. Goldstein's clinical activities include general rheumatology with an interest in osteoporosis and women's health. She has been a career scientist at the Ontario Ministry of Health and an Arthritis Society research scholar in the area of immunogenetics. From 2003 to 2007, Dr. Goldstein served as Vice Dean of Academic Affairs in the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Ottawa. As a clinical scientist, Dr. Goldstein has held numerous research grants in immunogenetics of rheumatic disease and rheumatoid arthritis. Dr. Goldstein.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean Madramutu, for that kind, although a little long. A little on the long side introduction. Thank you. And thank you, Senator Smith, very much for your wonderful announcement. J'ai l'honneur de représenter l'Université McGill pour cette annonce majeure, et je suis ravie de vous accueillir ici au nom de notre principale et vice-chancelier, Professor Suzanne Porcher. I'm so pleased that Senator Smith, as we heard from Dean Madramutu, a McGill law alumnus, that you are here today to make this wonderful and major announcement. It's always wonderful to welcome you home. I hope you consider it your home at McGill, at any one of our campuses, and today under such wonderful and happy circumstances. I also want to take the opportunity to venture a hypothesis that on our students being here. I think it is an indication of how important this announcement is to us at McGill, how important research and international development is at McGill, and also I think because we have excellent, bright students who for the most part, don't have to cram for their final exams because they're very well prepared. I'm just hazarding the hypothesis. Anyways, thank you for being here. Vous serez certainement d'accord avec nous que le campus McDonald constitue une cadre idéale pour l'annonce que nous faisons ce matin, une annonce qui est d'une importance majeure pour la recherche agroalimentaire au Canada et au Ghana. One of McGill's seven areas of research excellence, as defined by our new strategic research plan, is articulated as a commitment to, and I'm quoting, strengthen public policy and organizations and to create a deeper understanding of social transformation. What does this commitment, which I think is represented and seen through the grant that is announced today, what does this commitment mean as a university community? From my perspective, at least, I believe that researchers must face the global challenges of the century, as this in this work is facing, with creativity, privileging socially engaged approaches to implementing change, approaches that mobilize research results through evidence-based interventions in tandem with education and capacity-building initiatives. I want to extend my profound gratitude to the Government of Canada and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade for their extraordinary support of excellence-driven research in this area. This funding not only enhances research capacity at McGill, but it supports a productive and equitable partnership with the University of Ghana and helps one of our top researchers to put her work into action, improving health services and nutrition for rural Ghanaians. It is now my distinct honor to introduce Professor Grace Marquis, who will lead the team, as you've heard, of researchers, which also includes Professor Francis Aboud in the Department of Psychology, Professor Shelley Clark, Canada Research Chair in Youth, Gender, and Global Health from the Department of Sociology, and Professor Teresa Giorkos from the Department of Epidemiology, Biostatistics, and Occupational Health. So as you can see, this is not something which one person or one institution does alone, but it really is a team effort. Professor Marquis is an associate professor in the School of Dietetics and Human Nutrition and a Canada Research Chair herself in social and environmental aspects of nutrition. As part of her Canada research project on child health and nutrition in Ghana, she has provided many opportunities for training for graduate students, both at McGill and the University of Ghana, and continues to contribute to the formation of the future leaders in nutrition research in sub-Saharan Africa. Her awards and honors are many, and they include an honorary doctorate of laws from the University of Ghana, the International Achievement Award from Iowa State University, graduate research award from the Society for International Nutrition Research from the American Society for Nutritional Sciences. Professor Marquis, you should know that McGill is extremely proud of your work. We are thrilled that you're here today at your home campus to celebrate the importance of your research. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming Professor Marquis.
Senator Smith, Dr. Goldstein, mesdames et messieurs, bonjour. Je suis très heureuse de vous avoir tous et toutes ici aujourd'hui pour le lancement du projet Nutrition Links, généreusement financé par le gouvernement du Canada, l'Université de McGill et World Vision Canada. Le Canada est le premier donateur dans tout le monde pour le Ghana. Et ce projet est un illustrant exemple de cet engagement du développement en Afrique et dans le monde. This is a Partners for Development Canadian University Programs grant, and as Dr. Goldstein mentioned, it is a collaboration across universities, non-governmental organizations, the Ghana government institutions, civil society, and private industry. The partners here at McGill across the campuses and across different departments. And I would just like to mention today that we have Teresa Thompson-Collin from Sociology, Dr. Teresa Giorkos from Epidemiology, and Helga Sodny here with us in the audience. And I thank them for being here to celebrate this wonderful occasion. Our important partners at the University of Ghana include a wonderful collaboration with the Nutrition and Food Science Department and Drs. Essie Coldcraft and Anna Larte, and from the School of Public Health, Dr. Richard Ayite. The hands-on knowledge comes really from our non-governmental organization collaborators. World Vision Canada and World Vision Ghana have a very strong history of working in health, Heffergana has been working with us for a considerable number of years in agriculture, and Freedom from Hunger Ghana brings a knowledge about microcredit and finance, which is valuable for the partnership. We have been working for the last 15 years with the Ghana Ministries of Health and Food and Agriculture, as well as recently with the Ministry of Education, to bring about this project, and they are strong partners on the ground. Locally, we're working with the Upper Manyakorobo District Assembly, which is the local government. And as Dr. Goldstein mentioned, we have a wonderful collaboration with the Chiefs and the Queen Mother's Association in Upper Manya. Finally, our collaboration with the rural banks and the financial organizations are a key component for us to be working in helping women improve their incomes and have access to microcredit. This is a 5-year project that has 3 arms. It incorporates a integrated training across the different sectors of society, health, education, agriculture, finance, and will include nutrition training to bring those different sectors together in understanding what is needed for child nutrition and maternal nutrition. We have a component that includes a longitudinal data system for helping the different programs in the district understand what the problems are and to plan better their programs and their activities. And we have an arm of integrated interventions. We're initiating with interventions to improve the complementary feeding of young children, as well as to improve the lives for early adolescents. The project is located in the Upper Manyakorobo District of the Eastern Region in Ghana and West Africa, and you can see the star shows you that the area we're working is on the southern part of the Volta Lake. This is a region, as previously mentioned, that's very rural and very underserved. High prevalence of child malnutrition, with anemia affecting 3/4 of children, stunting reaching over 1/3 of the children, and underweight being very prevalent. Importantly, there's a very high dropout of female young adolescents happening very strongly around grade 4 in primary school. So there's a very early dropout that will impact their future lives. We know that child malnutrition contributes to mortality. It's estimated that it can be account for about 1/3 of the deaths in children less than 5 years of age. And we know that child malnutrition affects cognitive development, school performance, and the future of the individuals. It has a lifelong health effect, affects maternal mortality, birth outcomes, and risk of chronic diseases. So it is important for us to focus in these early lives and ensure that children have the best start possible. The project activities have been initiated in the region, and we have established a district-wide longitudinal data system. This includes doing a census of all 189 communities in this district, and initiating, we're actually almost finished, with an annual survey of households with infants less than 12 months. This is about 1,250 households that have been identified, for which we're collecting information on socioeconomic status, health, nutrition, agriculture, and social aspects. We have initiated the training of district staff, initially with improving growth monitoring and counseling on child feeding with staff that work in rural health. And we've completed a needs assessment across the different sectors to better understand how to move forward on the training that they require. Through the next month or two, we will be initiating our intervention with the households with infants and young children, and this will be an intervention that will be looking at agriculture, implementing poultry and backyard gardens to improve the diversity and the quality of the diet that is available for children, and to complement that agricultural activity with nutrition education and stimulation of young children to assure an improved diet, cognitive, and nutritional development. We will be initiating in mid-year an annual survey of the households with young adolescents, and this will include about 1,500 of the 7,000 households throughout the district, a random sample of those households. And soon after, we will be initiating an intervention with those to help female young adolescents improve their ability to stay in school and to improve the quality of their nutritional status. In addition, we will be working across our partners to implement nutrition training in data use and getting people involved in the longitudinal data system, as well as other relevant training that is required across the different sectors. We're very blessed to be able to carry out this project in wonderful facilities in the Upper Munyekrobo District. About 3 years ago, we were able to open for the University of Ghana a Nutrition Research and Training Center through the very generous donation of land from the District Assembly, as well as grants from the U.S. and the Canadian governments to construct and then to implement the infrastructure. These were grants to myself and Dr. Larte at the University of Ghana. As you can see in the picture here, it's a beautiful structure, which is our research base. And it has space that allows us to do hands-on training. There's an area for a demonstration kitchen, as well as demonstration gardens. We have research offices that can house our facilities and allow our faculty and our graduate students to carry out their research. It has a small conference room that allows us to do small group workshops, and it has space for us to carry out our 4-week stage for community dietitians. This is a joint international program with North American and Ghanaian students participating 2 to 3 times a year. So through this very generous grant from the Canadian government, we have our goals for the project to be able to train staff across the different sectors that provide services for our rural communities that will ultimately help to strengthen these families economically as well as socially. We expect to be able to empower women in these families to have improved incomes, to have enhanced knowledge and skills that will help them help their own families and strengthen their own families, and to assure that they have healthy children who are going to grow up to be happy, well-nourished, and productive members of the Ghanaian society. And with that, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today.
Merci beaucoup, Professor Marcus. Nous sommes très fiers de votre leadership et aussi, je pense, les impacts de vos efforts vont contribuer énormément à l'amélioration de la qualité de la vie de le village de Ghan Rural. Ladies and gentlemen, it is extremely pleasant for me to be able to say thank you once again to the Senator and to the Government of Canada for its financial support of our work here on the MacDonald campus in the areas that we consider as priorities in food safety, food quality, water resources management, environmental protection, and certainly we see this in terms of the growth in our academic programs, the number of students who enter the faculty, the recruitment of our staff, and also the quality of the research and teaching that goes on here at MacDonald. And so we would certainly like you to convey to Minister Parody our deepest appreciation for the support received. As I stand here with this backdrop of McGill, it is a day in which all of us at McGill can feel enormously proud. As I have often said to staff and to students, McGill is a great institution. McGill is a world leader. And the fact that we can implement projects like these and have partnerships, as we see here today, around the world, is a testimony to the greatness of McGill, the eminence of this institution. And going forward, we see only better things as we advance to solve some of the critical problems affecting us in society today. So once again, thank you all for being here, and I deeply appreciate it. Merci beaucoup, tout le monde.